A Weyerhaeuser helicopter called in by the Oregon Department of Forestry drops water on the flames at the lumber mill in South Springfield. Fire damaged the mill's own water supply system, leaving firefighters scrambling to bring in tanker trucks and getting refills. Stacks of plywood and lumber were burning along with equipment and machinery. All of the mill employees got to safety in time. The fire is believed to have started in a wood dryer, according to Randy Groves, chief of the Eugene Springfield Fire Departments.
The fire actually extended into two other structures that we were able to stop, and then we have numerous spot fires in the wildland behind us that we're still engaged in right now. We had a pretty good thermal column going on that was taking smoke, fire, and burning particulate up into the atmosphere, and as that goes out and cools, it drops and it starts other fires ahead of the scene. And most of it's been being pushed by the prevailing winds that right now are heading towards the south. And that's where most of our assets are right now. We're just between Mount Pisgah and what's still burning, and we're mopping that up.
Groves says an industrial fire like this one can burn for several days. There was a brief neighborhood evacuation in Springfield as a precaution. The mill is owned by Swanson Group, which says it will immediately ramp up production at its mill in Glendale near Medford. The company has not yet made a decision about rebuilding. For now, Swanson wants to make sure the affected employees are taken care of. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner in Springfield.